This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm Rico Leon, and I'm a general contractor. I resolve conflicts between homeowners and home builders.
Right now, we're living in half a house.
They're going to have to pay for what you estimated for them.
We were taking advantage of.
We're not going to let them get away with it. Years ago, my parents, they got taken advantage of by a crooked contractor. That's why I'm such an advocate for homeowners. This is our version of champagne against the boat. I'd like to call these guys out and ask them if they let their family live in something like this.
Let's go. Pack the we're out.
People having a problem with their contractor, call me to say, Rico, please help me. I turn construction nightmares into dream homes. I want to take this on. I need to take care of them.
Rico, please help me. Rico!
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I've been getting a lot of that lately, that's for sure.
I bet.
Rico, welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, my gosh, I'm crazy good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, we're on to your TV show here. A lot of people are, and it's based out of Denver, Colorado. HGTV, Discovery Plus, started on January 7th. Rico to the rescue. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, you know, this is crazy, Rico, because it seems like HGTV is, like, really coming to Colorado. We have the Dream Home in Morrison, right?
Uh-huh.
And now you guys are filming here. When did we become a thing? I'm so excited.
Colorado. You know what? If you can make it in Denver when it comes to anything construction related, you can make it anywhere. You know how it is. It's like it's everything's super expensive. It's harder. There's more loops to hop through. So if you could do it well here, you could pretty much do it well anywhere.
Huh. Well, from what I understand, and I watched part of the show last night, you go in and you fix any confrontation that's going on between a homeowner and the contractor who did a crappy job, right?
Correct. Yeah, I try to mediate as much as possible. Like, I used to come in hot and be like, hey, you need to, like, pay up and you're the worst person ever. Like, that does not resolve any conflicts. Like, if you put a contractor against the wall, they don't care about what happens to you. If it goes legal, if it goes down south quick, and that's not really the solution, right? Like, at that point, the lawyers are winning.
Right.
Well, so the best thing to do is kind of like, I hear their side. If they're not running, I'm hearing their side and then telling them, like, hey, this is how I would create a solution versus, like, you know, you run, let's go legal, then everyone loses.
I'm curious about something, though. You came up with this idea to mediate these conflicts. How did you shop this to HGTV and they bid on it?
Well, you know what's funny? I never did. It was never my idea to have a show. I was actually doing this before it became a show. I was actually interviewed to do some, like, real estate housewives of who cares county type show. And, you know, like, because I was just like a personality. My friend was the one that kind of, like, put it together. But once the producer kind of heard what I was doing day to day, then they decided to completely just throw that idea away and start pushing my idea, especially with, like, this economic climate. Like, everyone's like one, it's not 6 degrees Kevin Bacon, it's like 1 degree away from a bad contractor situation.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that people need to learn more of. Like, there's the drama factor, but then it's like, what's the actual solution where I don't lose $100,000?
Does it pay well?
Oh my gosh, no! That doesn't pay well.
Nothing does. You know, neither does our job.
Yeah, it's difficult, honestly. Like I've gotten to this point where I'm like, you know what? Like, I know all these bad contractors, but they have $500,000 at the bank. I'm like, I'm doing all the right things, and I have less money because I'm making sure I have a good reputation, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's where things go south. Like, a lot of contractors were bidding things like pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. During COVID, like, everything was going south. Everything took 10 times longer, and people needed the money. So, like, and honestly, I'm going to be honest, everyone that's listening, half of the time it's the homeowner's fault because they like to be lied.
Hey, whoa. Hang on. It's not our fault.
True.
No.
It's true.
What'd you say? They like to be what?
They like to be lied to. Like, the homeowner wants to hear the contractor to say, hey, Rico, I've been doing this 30 years. America. Like, it's like, oh, 30 years? You're 39 years old, bro. Like,
all right, Rico to the rescue on HGTV. It just started this month. It's based out of Denver, Colorado. He gets between the homeowner and the contractor, mediates, and tries to get something fixed that was screwed
now
up.
You're mad because he said that you want to be lied to.
He says that it's my fault. All right, Rico, let me cut to the chase here, okay? Jamie and I want to be on the show, and I have a conflict, and I need it resolved, and I can't get my contractor to do anything about it.
Fill me in.
All right. I had a concrete driveway poured, okay? And within 6 months, it started to chip, and it's a piece of crap, okay? And it's brand new, and it's already a piece of crap.
Mm.
Well, the contractor came in and said, well, it's not his fault. It's the batch of concrete where the concrete came from. So he refuses to fix it, and the concrete people are saying, hey, we didn't pour it. It's not our problem. We don't know what the conditions were that day or whatever. So now I've got a piece of crap I paid thousands of dollars for, and I can't get anybody to fix it.
Yeah, so it's like almost talking about relationships, right? We could go around in circles. When it always comes down to is what's responsible and liable in a contract, where it's like in the contract, if there was a contract signed stating like, hey, if there's a certain amount of defects that happen in this length of time, we'll cover it. Because at the end of the day, you got to go back to reading the terms of service of the paperwork.
You didn't sign a contract.
No, this was a fly-by-night operator. Yeah.
And by the way,
and that's what happens. Like,
I got this guy off of TexNado. Are you kidding? There's no contract.
I mean, and that's what happens. Like, we love it. Like, first of all, I was a sucker first. Like, I love high confidence, smooth sales guys. Like, I love those people too. It happened to me first. I've had contractors steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from me. So, like, when that happened, I had to scroll and figure out, like, how to not let this happen again.
You know,
and it's because they told me what I wanted to hear and then run when it came to, taking responsibility.
You know, here's where it always goes wrong. And Jamie knows this, too, that we always look for a bargain. Instead of looking for a true professional to do the work, we always look for a bargain, and that's when you get these crappy people.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. And they're trying to get the dotted line signed. Like, they have bills to pay. They're trying to get that first check from you so they could take half of it, pay some of their bills, and then maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, start your project.
Man, you know this guy, don't you? You know my contractor. Man, you just nailed it.
The probability is probably 90% that I know him, because I've done close to $100 million in construction out in Denver and surrounding alone with the last 2-3 companies that I worked with. So I've met them all. Like, I was in charge of subcontracting when I worked in emergency restoration. So I shook the hands of 1,000 GCs. We give them a shot. And, you know, they would either do phenomenal or they would not. And then we'd have to, like, hire another guy, lose some money, and move forward. That's why when I started my restoration company, I did 4 or 5 years of trial and error on somebody else's dime. So when I started my company, I had the best contractors to start with. I had the best chief estimators. I had the best. It's honestly about communication. So, like, having someone that communicates the good, bad, and ugly. Again, the homeowners want to hear good, good, and good. And it's going to be done in like 10 days. Like, obviously, those things are not true anymore. So I get callbacks a lot because I tell the homeowner, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is going to be the part that's going to suck. And these are the things that might happen. But I have 5-star reviews all day, every day, because I'm honest and upfront. I tell you it's going to take longer.
Well, BJ doesn't do any research. Okay, he's just like a, he can blame this guy, but he does no research, and he's the cheapest mofo on the planet.
Hey, Rico, look, we can give you a lot of promotion for your TV show, okay? Let's talk and deal here, okay? We can give you a lot of promotion here in the Denver metro area, and we're the number one morning show. We can put this this show of yours on a pedestal. We can make this thing work for you. I just need a new drive.
I don't think he needs us.
The driveways are easy. I got all the concrete guys on the planet. Yeah,
dude, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, put me on your show.
You're gonna have to pay.
Yeah,
you have to pay.
You're not getting this for free.
Yeah, you have to pay.
Look, if I have to pay to be on a TV show on HGTV, I'm willing to do it. What the hell? I want some national recognition here. By the way, Rico,
I'll be out there.
Rico to the rescue on HGTV and Discovery Plus started this month. Mm-hmm. And the show, how's the show doing, by the way? Any feedback?
You know what? It's going very well. I feel like they put us right next to Mike Holmes.
Yeah.
So it's like rescued, then rescued, then after that you're rescued. So it's like we don't get numbers back for quite a while because there's like 12 streaming services plus HGTV showing it live plus reruns on Tuesday. So for me, I don't listen to anyone. I'm like, you know what? You guys call me when the season's done and then we'll talk about season two.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
So you don't care.
He cares.
Us.
No, he does.
You're like us. We don't care. Ratings are what they are.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know, I think if it's a show people want, that's amazing. But honestly, I think it's a show people need more than anything just because in the show, I actually, like, we'll meet with lawyers. Like, we'll talk actual language that will help homeowners from getting screwed in the future. Which I think if homeowners could just know enough, then they won't get it taken advantage of, and then I won't get 875,000 phone calls a day from all over the nation asking me to rescue them. You know, it's just like everything's hindsight.
You're just a
right?
number, so, BJ. Yeah.
Rico, screw that 800,000 people, okay? To hell with them. It's me. Me. I need a concrete driveway ASAP. I want to be on the TV show. I mean, we can hook up and we can make it work for both of us.
It's going to be, my episodes are an hour long. That's going to be a 3-minute episode.
I know.
Your driveway's going to be easy. I'm going to knock it out. We're going to shake hands and then have a drink.
Rico, great talking to you.
Yeah, you are awesome. Yeah. I love the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's on Saturday nights and it's on HGTV and it's called Rico to the Rescue. And by the way, if you want to be part of the casting, you can go to updates@ricoleon.com. That's LEON.com. RicoLeon.com. Updates at RicoLeon.com.
Rico. Good luck with the series, and I'm pretty sure that you're probably going to get a second season out of this because I think you're going to be, I think you're on to something.
Well,
a lot of people have these problems. Yeah. A lot of people do. Well, you said 800,000 people call you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know that.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rico. Right.
Thanks, Rico.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Likewise. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Rico to the rescue.
He's not taking your case.
He said I'm a 3-minute project.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You don't just have like in content. Bed.
Shut up, Jamie.
Sorry.
I'm so bummed. I thought that was my ticket, man. I thought that was my ticket to the big time.
You know,
I'm on HGTV, BJ.
People must ask him for help.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Because everybody's had an issue. Everybody has. Sorry about that, buddy.
I'm your 3-minute man.
You are a 3-minute man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.